concerts, lectures, a luthier fair, masterclasses, and brunch with the artists. Well, this is all happening at Toronto Guitar Weekend this weekend, Friday, April 28th to Sunday, April 30th.
And with us to talk about it is Scottish-Spanish guitarist and Grammy winner David Russell, with Heather Morant-Clark, who is the president of the Guitar Society of Toronto. And she's going to talk to us all about the festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Heather, you're also a guitarist, I understand. You've studied it since you were 15 or something like that?
Yeah, 13, actually.
13?
Yes.
Well, that would make all the difference in the world. So tell me, what is the purpose of the Guitar Society?
We promote classical guitar music, which doesn't always reach as much audience as we'd like it to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we present 8 concerts a year. In downtown Toronto, at St. Andrew's Church, right opposite Roy Thomson Hall.
Convenient, yeah.
And we also try to expose, like, students in schools. We have an outreach program.
Oh, lovely.
And we play in seniors' homes and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Guitar Society has been around since 1956. It was founded by Ellie Kastner. And so we are one of the oldest guitar societies in the world.
Lovely.
And as we were listening to the beautiful piece by Stanley Myers, and I was thinking very much that the guitar, every note had a face there. Every note had its expression. And so I wanted to just ask you, David, I'm looking at your program, and you're spanning the gamut of many centuries. Just tell us a little bit about this particular program and how what you were thinking of to bring this to our eager Toronto audiences.
Well, I decided for this year to choose a program of beautiful music that is not so well known.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one piece that's actually going to be the first performance in Canada.
Ooh, which one is that?
Giacomo Susani, the piece called Blue Madeleine.
Mm.
And I know Giacomo is a young, wonderful young composer, and he's also a great guitarist. And he wrote me, first of all, he played me the last movement of it, and I loved it a lot, and he gave me the music, but it was too short. So I phoned him up and said, Giacomo, I can't play it in a concert. It's too short. So he said, be patient. The rest is coming. And so this is the whole piece now.
Oh, well, it's great to have that collaboration, that you have a young composer and you can be so fluid and just say, give me something more to play.
We need more.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on the concert, David?
I also have a new transcription. You know, we all got locked down for a couple of years. So I had time to do lots of arranging and learning unusual pieces. So a new transcription that I made of a piece by Benedetto Marcello, mm-hmm. who's contemporary of Vivaldi's, and it's really beautiful Venetian-style Baroque music. Mm-hmm. Also, I have some music by a man, a Spanish composer called Vicente Asencio. I was lucky enough to know him, and I played for him when I was
lovely.
A young guitarist. I have another very unusual piece by a man called Mr. Bernard Lackenbacher.
Ooh.
And he's from Vienna was from Vienna, around the time of Rossini, Beethoven, etc., when Vienna was the hotbed of music.
Mm-hmm.
And his music has only just been discovered in the last couple of years. An Italian friend sent me this and said, you might be interested. It's really wonderful, fantastic, virtuosic style music.
It seems to me in the last years or so that we're really experiencing a renaissance in the instrument of the guitar in various genres. We certainly play a lot of music here. But what sort of audiences are you hoping to, question to both of you, to sort of attract to this festival?
Well, I think that part of the point of the festival is to bring somebody like David, who's got more of a better known household name,
mm-hmm.
so that we can attract people who are not necessarily guitarists, but people who like classical music. And if we can do that, then hopefully we can expose them to that and then have them come back to the rest of our concerts during the season. Because they're all wonderful concerts, but they're just perhaps lesser known guitarists.
Mm. Now, David, you've studied with so many different, so many of the greats. It's absolutely extraordinary. I mean, really, it would be more, we'd probably take far less time talking about what you haven't received than what you have received.
Really?
Yes.
It's just extraordinary reading. And Andre Segovia, you really had a relationship with that gentleman.
Well, I was lucky enough. You know, he was very kind always to the young guitarists.
Was he?
And
lovely.
So I was lucky enough to play for him, and then I met him many other times. And
yes.
He was always very gracious, and he wrote me some really nice letters.
He sure did, yes.
So I was able to present myself to the promoters with a calling card. So he was very, very nice.
Now, you're going to have to brag for us all, because really? Apparently at the end of a recital or something like that, he said an absolutely wonderful thing about your playing. Can you tell us what that was?
Well, I went to his hotel room once when he wrote that, and I played some pieces for him, and after he wrote me a wonderful letter. Really, it was just very complimentary, and it was, I'm very happy, very proud as well.
Ah, oh, that's sweet. You can't tell us exactly what it was.
No, well, no.
I understand.
But he said some really nice things.
He sure did.
And, you know, maybe it's not so necessary now, but at one point in our young careers, you need some help from
of
other
course,
people so
always,
that you can
always.
Go along to someone and say, I'm this.
Yes.
And no. Having that, you know, having some nice phrases from Segovia so I could, that comes out with the presenters and with the, you know, the newspapers, etc. You know, so it was very helpful for me.
Now, when you came into the room, there was a bit of Spanish speaking going on here right away. And I read in your biographical material that you do call Spain your home now?
Yes.
Curious, why attraction to the music? I mean, there's certainly great guitar literature in Spanish music, right?
Yes. Well, actually, it's really because my parents were artists, they were painters, and they preferred the Mediterranean to misty Scotland. So when I was a child, I moved, or we all moved, to an island called Menorca, which is off the east coast of Spain, and I grew up there. And after, I went back to London, studied and lived there for quite a long time. And for the last 40 years, I've married and lived in Spain again.
Wonderful thing to do, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, I must say, when we started talking, I thought, okay, I'm waiting for the Spanish accent. And where? What Spanish? I had to shake my head for a second there.
But the weekend, I mean, it just looks packed.
It does,
and the thing
look
is, you
fabulous.
Have other artists there as well. And then the brunch with artists, I mean, that's going to be wonderful to experience for people as well.
Yes, well, we start tonight, actually, with a very unusual combination of guitar and marimba duo. And so it's going to be half of the concert will be solo guitar, and then the other half is guitar and marimba. It's Daniel Ramjetan and Naoko Tsujita.
Mm-hmm.
And they played one piece for us during the season last year, and we were just so captivated that we decided to have them back and do a whole concert.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and then tomorrow we have two lectures. One is about memorizing music for guitarists, which I'm sure
it's
would probably
idea.
Be, you know, useful for other instruments as well, mm-hmm. but it's particularly about memorizing music. And the other one is a Mexican doctoral student at U of T who will be talking about Julio Cesar Oliva, who is apparently a prolific composer from Mexico who's really not very well known outside of Mexico. So he's going to talk about his life.
Great idea.
And then the brunch with the artists sort of came out of the Guitar Weekend several years ago now. And anybody who registers for the whole weekend can come for brunch.
That is fantastic.
And it's just, that's kind of the fun part of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Everybody just socializes. It's really nice.
I must say, if I was a guitar student, something that would really excite me, and also as a professional guitarist, is that you have now, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, I thought it was luthier. Is that correct?
Or yeah, is it? Well, yes, it is, people say luthier.
Okay. So that you have a luthier there the entire weekend, mm-hmm. along with guitars made by other people, different people.
Yes, there are going to be 9 luthiers there.
Isn't that amazing,
Adi? Handmade guitars that are for sale, and you can go check them out, try them.
Right.
It's really useful for somebody who might have a guitar and they're really good, but they want something better.
Sure.
And it's difficult to find a good guitar.
Mm-hmm.
There are not, you know, it's not like you can just go into the corner store and buy
right,
a guitar.
Right, right.
So having access to trying out these handmade guitars is really a wonderful experience.
Very, very.
What
exciting.
A rich, rich weekend.
Yes, and also master classes. Now, I'd want to go to your master class, David.
Okay, you're welcome.
I
please
won't
come.
Play, but
no. Well, hopefully, it's always fun to listen to as well. You know,
it is.
The players, the students or the participants, they play and I hopefully help them play better.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
Give them as many ideas as possible.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming in today, especially especially coming in all this way rather than on a phone interview. It's so much more important to have this one-on-one communication with
you. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
We've been talking
with guitarist David Russell and Heather Morant-Clark, who is the president of the Toronto Guitar Society and also is a guitarist herself. Now, this weekend, it's happening Friday, April 28th, that's this weekend, to Sunday, April 30th. And to get tickets, go to guitarsocietyoftoronto.com. Thank you very much.